For the last 3 years, the Office of Personnel Management has been the LEAD program. That stands for Leadership Education and Development Certificate Program. And it's an effort to provide professional leadership training for federal workers. Today, the program held a graduation ceremony for the very first graduating class. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is just back from OPM headquarters. He joins us right here now with the latest. Max.
Yeah, Chris, the program at OPM today recognized 6 executive track and 1 supervisor track graduate of the LEAD program. OPM Director John Barry says these 7 are only part of the vanguard of feds who want to sharpen their leadership skills.
You all have really made an incredible commitment over 2 years. They've had to take 5 courses in 4 different thematic areas. And that's why it took 2 years to get them to this point. So they're our first graduates from this effort. But there are over 200 people right behind you who are already enrolled in the courses. So you guys are the tip of the spear, who are the tip of the spear of this. But, the exciting part is the volume that's going to come behind you. And one of the most important things I hope you'll do for us is, as the first people through here, you know, we're not pretending we've nailed this, that we've got 100% right. We can always do better. And so we want your feedback as to what can we do? Where were the weak spots? You know, what can we patch up? What can we strengthen? How can we make this better for those 200, the 400, the 800 that will come behind?
Now, one of the LEAD graduates recognized as having completed the certificate program today is Edward Melton III. He's deputy chief of the Army's Commander's Planning Group.
I work at a 4-star headquarters down at Fort Monroe. I work for U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command. So we are pretty much in charge of making sure General Dempsey, who is my boss, is prepared for everything he has to do. We create his narrative and help him build a strategy for the command, and what the courses have helped me do is kind of apply some of the learning, the vision, the creativity that come with the techniques that I've learned in some of these courses that have really gone a long way to making me more productive and actually allowing me to build teams of people who can get the job done.
Now, Chris, we should also recognize that along with Edward Melton, Debbie Emery, who is a business systems manager with the Defense Commissary Agency, completed training in the supervisor track. Harry McDavid, the chief information officer with the Department of Homeland Security, completed his certificate in the executive track. Walter Kennedy, who we will hear from tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, he is with the Department of Defense. He's the deputy chief of Science Technology Policy. Vincent Dumas, a program manager with the Department of Homeland Security. John Boren, the knowledge management officer with the Department of the Army. And finally, Stuart Benny, he's a physical scientist with the Department of Defense. All of these 7 people completed their certificate programs today.
So how long is this program? Is there a selection process to get in it?
Yeah, there's a selection process. You basically have 3 years to complete the program. Mm-hmm. There are 4 different leadership tracks. There is a track for people who are project and team leaders, right. So in other words, people who are project managers. There's a supervisor track, there's a manager track, and then right up at the top for the GS-15s and SES folks, there is an executive track.
And is this run by the Office of Personnel Management?
Yeah, it's run by the Office of Personnel Management. You take classes at one of 3 places. There are management development centers in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, on the East Coast. Also one in Aurora, Colorado. And then finally at the Federal Executive Institute in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Wow, very nice.
So you take classes at all 3 of those places. And there are different, as we say, there are the different tracks. You take a total of 5 courses in each one of the tracks over 3 years, and you get your certificate.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll have more information about this tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll have more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy, and also some comments from Director John Barry. I want to take a moment to take note. You know how every once in a while we go to cover something with John Barry, and he delivers one of these really great speeches? He delivered a great keynote speech today. Mm. Another one of those keynote speeches. We'll be passing it along to Francis Rose for In Depth, and just an incredible speech. He delivers some of the best inspirational speeches that I've ever heard a federal government official deliver, and I wanted to take a minute to recognize that today.
There you go, and we'll have a link to the program on online, DoraBeckInsider.com, which you can find right from federalnewsradio.com.